This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The campaign for the third phases of Lok Sabha elections intensified as leaders of various political parties hold rallies and roadshows across the country in favour of the party candidates. In Gujarat, campaigning for the Lok Sabha polls is going on in full swing. All the political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. The entire state will go to polls in single phase on the 7th of May. Senior BJP leaders and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address four rallies in the state today. The PM will address rallies in Anand, Surendranagar, Junagar and Jamnagar today. Congress leader and Rajasthan's former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot will address a press conference in Ahmedabad today. On the other hand, AAP leader Sunita Kejriwal will hold roadshows in Botad and Dediapara in favour of AAP candidates of Bhavnagar and Bharuch. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigns will be in the political battleground today. AIR correspondent reports the senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will campaign in Bareilly, Badayun and Sitapur districts for BJP party candidates. Later in the evening, he will head a party organizational meeting in Lucknow. Clash of titans will be in the political battleground of Manpuri Lok Sabha constituency, where senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, will hold a roadshow, while Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will address a rally there. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address political rallies in Badayun and Unala Lok Sabha constituencies today. Rashtriya Lok Dal Chief Jayant Chaudhary will address a political gathering in Sadabad area of Hathras Lok Sabha constituency. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has claimed that out of fear of losing in these elections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has forgotten the dignity of the post he holds and claiming that the Congress will take away the Mangal Sutra of women and snatch people's homes. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi said, "Mr. Modi is saying such absurd and false things because Congress is forming the government by snatching more than 150 out of his 300 seats. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh has alleged that in the last 10 years, the wage rate in the country has not been increased. While quoting Labour Bureau data, Mr. Ramesh told the media in New Delhi that the real wage rate has declined in the second term of the Modi government. He said during the tenure of the Manmohan Singh government, between 2004 and 2014, the real wage rate of farm labourers increased by 6.8% every year. On the other hand, Bharatiya Janata Party BJP hit out at the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge over his recently reported remarks related to Hindu deities. Briefing media New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia objected to his comments related to Lord Ram and Lord Shiva, alleging that it is intended to create a divide. Mr. Bhatia also targeted the opposition, citing Samajwadi Party leader Maria Alam Khan's recent alleged objectionable comments while appealing to her supporters to vote in favour of the opposition candidate. He said in the last 24 hours, members of the INDIA bloc have made statements that not only violate the Indian constitution but also the model code of conduct. Heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are likely to continue in West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar today. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD said that similar conditions will also prevail in the South Peninsula India till tomorrow. IMD further said hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe to the next 5 days. Meanwhile, a heavy rainfall spell accompanied with thunderstorms and gusty winds is very likely to continue over Northeast India today. Indian chess prodigy Vaishali Ramesh Babu has officially been awarded the title of Grandmaster by FIDE, the International Chess Federation. This remarkable achievement makes Vaishali the third Indian female Grandmaster, joining Koneru Hampi and Harika Dronavali. Vaishali completed the requisite 2,500 ELO points at the Llobregat Open Tournament in Spain last year. However, the title was officially given to her only recently, following the FIDE Council meeting during the Candidates Tournament in Toronto last month. And today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.